The Internal Displacement Monitoring Center reports conflicts and violence have pushed the number of internally displaced people to a record-breaking high of 75.9 million people, with nearly half of all IDPs living in sub-Saharan Africa. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva. Text in 321. The report finds conflicts in Sudan, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and Gaza accounted for nearly two-thirds of new displacement movements in 66 countries in 2023. The lead author of the newest report, Vicente Anzalini, says the number of internal displacements, that is, the number of times people have been forced to move because of conflict, has increased in the past few years, and this added to the total number of IDPs at the end of 2023. He says the new internal displacements in 2023 were mostly the result of the conflict in Ukraine, which started in 2022, along with violence in the DRC and the eruption of war in Sudan. That conflict resulted in 6 million newly displaced Sudanese people, adding to the millions there who had previously been forced from their homes.
As you know, it's more than a year that this new wave of conflict erupted. And as of the end of last year, the figure was 9.1 million. And just to flag that, this figure is the highest that we have ever reported for any country, this 9.1 million internally displaced people.
The Internal Displacement Monitoring Center, a part of the Norwegian Refugee Council, produces an annual survey of displacements. The report covers the number of new displacements in 2023, the number of repeated displacements, when a person must flee more than once in the year, and the number of people who had previously been displaced and remained unable to go home. The report says hundreds of thousands of people in Gaza were uprooted from their homes multiple times, leading to 3.4 million displacements in the last 3 months of 2023. This is 17% of total conflict displacements worldwide during the year. Sudan tops last year's list of countries with the largest number of conflict-displaced IDPs, followed by Syria, the DRC, Colombia, and Yemen. Additionally, in 2023, the report says 7.7 million people were internally displaced by natural disasters, including floods, storms, earthquakes, and wildfires. Anzalini says many countries that have experienced conflict displacement also have experienced disaster displacement.
In many situations, they are overlapping. This is the case in Sudan, in South Sudan, but also in Somalia, in the DRC. So you can imagine fleeing from violence to save your life and then having to expect to escape to higher ground with whatever you can carry as a storm or a flood threatens to wash away your temporary shelter.
He adds this sad reality is observed in many countries across the globe. As in previous years, the report notes floods and storms caused the most disaster displacement, including in southeastern Africa, where Cyclone Freddy triggered 1.4 million movements across six countries and territories. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
As you know, it's more than a year that this new wave of conflict erupted. And as of the end of last year, the figure was 9.1 million. And just to flag that, this figure is the highest that we have ever reported for any country, this 9.1 million internally displaced people. In many situations, they are overlapping. This is the case in Sudan, in South Sudan, but also in Somalia, in the DRC. So you can imagine fleeing from violence to save your life and then having to expect to escape to higher ground with whatever you can carry as a storm or a flood threatens to wash away your temporary shelter.